selling now, today, is better for technical people. In the old days, selling was more for people that had what they called the gift. And but today's customers, they don't have time for the gift guys. You know, the people that feel real comfortable and they go in and make you feel at ease and that sort of thing. Today, customers really want somebody that's going to be a partner with them, and that means to help them with their technical problems. But often, as technical people, we get so focused on solving a problem that we lose sight of our real challenge, and that is to get along with customers, to develop a real strong relationship with the customers, and to make a profit. So we're going to talk about this throughout the program. It's easy to waste profit dollars as a sales rep. We can do it in a ton of different ways. We can make calls. And I remember when I was out in the field, I used to work with a distributor guy. His name was Tony Marino. He's still a close personal friend of mine. And we would make calls together because we liked each other. And we would kind of hang out. We'd make four-legged calls. And when I think back on that, it would have been much more effective if we'd have spent some time together, but not like a whole day and several days in a month together, because we could have been more effective. But we're going to talk about ways that we can be more effective as we go through our program. This is what our program is going to be focusing on. We're going to start off with an introduction. If you'd like to open your books to page 2, one of the things I try to do is to give you materials that you can take back with you that will help you to retain some of the information that we're covering. Our introduction, we're going to talk about what I call the purchase cycle, trying to understand what it takes to get customers to buy from us, and also what I call the readiness to buy curve. These are my charts. They're on our website. You could go and look if you ever lose the book and you want to get back into this, or maybe you want to put a presentation on like this for your distributors or whatever, and you can print that right off the website. And our website's listed on the bottom here as well. I don't think this is a real earth-shaking intellectual discovery here, but it's just, in my view, making things real simple so that we can see, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense to me, yeah. So what am I doing in this account? And does that make sense in the overall scheme of things? And that's why we have that readiness to buy curve and the purchase cycle. Then we're going to go from that into common behaviors. I mean, it seems to me if we're going to be involved with selling stuff to customers, we're going to have to understand their behaviors and, more importantly, our own behaviors. We can't change theirs, but we can change ours. When I first got out in the field as a sales guy, I thought everything worked on a rational and logical basis. I thought if I brought my battery in, and my battery lasted longer than the battery that you were using, that you would automatically buy my battery, and that was the end of the story. It was very hard for me in the first year to understand that things don't work that way. People buy things based on a lot of different reasons, and performance is just one of them. So we got to understand that. And that's difficult often for technical people to really understand. Then we're going to talk about being professional. What constitutes being professional? How do we differentiate ourselves by our professionalism? So we'll give you some ideas there and talk about providing value. We'll talk about value throughout the program. There's two different kinds of value. The first one, and these are not my terms, these are, I hope that you've heard these terms in the past. Added value is the value that the customer gets from your products or your systems. So, for example, if you come into this hotel and you had a reservation, the reservation works, they bring you up on a computer, they give you your key and so on, that provides value, the systems that provide the products to the customers. There's also value that you provide. For example, Mike was talking about his experiences in running cutting tools over his lifetime. That's certainly a lot of experience that he can provide to a customer. All of us can provide value. There's a guy who is in the Texas area down there, Paul Eastus. I don't know if you must know Paul Eastus. I think this guy could be a professional comedian. I don't know if anyone else knows Paul Eastus, but he has got the sharpest wit of anybody I've ever met, and I've actually encouraged him to work, you know, in a comedy club or something like that, because I think he's that good. But I'm sure that customers like to have him around just because he makes them laugh all the time. So we need to look within ourselves and find the value that we provide. We're going to talk more about the value that each of you provide. And you ought to understand what that value is.